Good morning, David.
Maurice, before we take a look at some of the latest developments, and certainly some exciting developments which you just heard on the news before, just remind us what exactly 3D printing is.
3D printing has been around for about 20 years or so, but it's just starting to come to the marketplace. Think of the old dot matrix printer that we used to have. We used to send an image from a computer screen to our dot matrix, and we used to literally just put down dot after dot, and eventually we ended up with a picture. 3D printing works pretty much the same way, but it's layer upon layer upon layer. And what we end up with is not a flat image, but in fact a three-dimensional image, something we can actually use. So we could, for instance, print a glass, made of glass, and then we could drink from it.
Incredible. And it's becoming more and more popular.
Well, the technology's been around for a while, but we're getting better at doing it. It's getting cheaper to make it possible. So what we saw last year, really for the first time ever, was lots and lots of commercial opportunities for it and the discussion of what we're going to see ahead. So it's going across so many industries that it's now become pretty much accepted that we're going to see 3D printing as part of what we do, part of what we do, and part of the way we get our products and services.
I don't know whether you just heard, but on the news before, there was discovered almost actually started to use 3D spheres of tissue to replace wounds. I mean, that's an amazing development, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And the world of medicine is really going to be impacted by 3D printing. Because not only are we going to be able to do that, and that's certainly on the horizon and not far away, but we're also going to be able to print spare body parts. As science fiction-y as that sounds, it's on the horizon. And we've already done it to a great degree over the last few years. Not in mainstream, but certainly in many of the teaching hospitals. We've printed, for instance, hips that have been placed into human bodies that have replaced worn out and broken ones. Wonderful story late last year of a six-week-old child who was born with a faulty trachea, windpipe, and she couldn't breathe and would have died under any other circumstances. They were able to, at the age of 6 weeks, to remove that trachea and to 3D print her a substitute and put it into her body. And her body accepted it almost immediately, and now she's growing as a healthy, ordinary child as anybody else would.
Absolutely amazing.
Just wonderful stories around it. And also with organs, we're looking at that into the future and the stark reality that we will, not today, 5, 10, 15 years away, we will be able to print our own replacement body organs.
So certainly some big developments when it comes to medicine and healthcare when it comes to using 3D printers. Mm. What about other industries? What other developments will we see?
We're going to see a change, I think, around the notion of art. You talked about Triffids before, for instance. So the art industry has taken to 3D printing, like a doctor proverbial water, as a new medium to create in. There are already pieces in many of the world's renowned art galleries that have been 3D printed, and we're starting to see a whole new genre around it. So what they're able to do is to envision on a screen some really sophisticated, unusual, perhaps tricky type pieces of work that might otherwise have become a sculpture or a piece of clay or brought to fruition in one of those modes, but now are 3D printed on a one-off basis. So the art industry is certainly going to be impacted by it.
For sure. What about education?
Education is definitely another one of them. Education in two ways. One, we're going to have to put a lot more effort into educating our children of today in 3D printers and how to use it. And there's been a great movement in the Western world about putting 3D printers into schools. And we're starting to see that happen. 3D printers need not be expensive. They start somewhere around $1,000 and go upwards. And the school ones are, of course, just project-driven ones. So they're normally around the $1,000 to $5,000 mark. So they're becoming something that they're working towards. But also in education to help students to understand what they're being taught. So they could actually build complex models of molecules, for instance, if they're learning about biology or medicine or something, they can actually bring it to fruition. If they're learning about the pyramids, they could actually, as part of their project, build, again digitally on the screen, a pyramid and then make that come to fruition in 3D printing. And we know that helps education because if they're tactile, if they're actually engaged with the process, with the activity, it just helps them to understand how it's built, what's involved with it.
And that sounds like lots of fun as well. And
yeah.
Fun when you're learning is a great partnership, isn't it?
Yeah.
I understand also they're looking to print in space as well. What's the benefit of that?
Now, 3D printing in space is something that NASA's been working on for quite a while. They had a really interesting project late last year that we spoke about, which was the printing of pizza, or printing of food in space, which meant that they don't need to take food as we might think about it into space, but they could take all of the ingredients with them, and it could print food on demand. So that's one of the things that we're definitely looking at for down the track. But we're also looking at being able to take with our 3D printers to be able to print spare parts, to print tools, to print gadgets, to print things that maybe we didn't know we would need when we got there, but all of a sudden might need because something's broken or we need to repair and we don't carry it with us. So that will change the payloads. It will also change the thinking of what we can do and take into space if we know that we can produce on demand.
Incredible. What about when it comes to home decor? What sort of exciting things will we be able to do now thanks to 3D printing?
So the 3D printing at home is kind of the same journey as the space one. What we believe is that within the next 5 years to 10 years, you and I will have a 3D printer at home. As strange as it sounds, but it was strange for us to have a dot matrix or a laser printer at home, and many do now. And with that 3D printer, we will be able to print off things as we need them. So we might be able to make our own custom jewellery, we might be able to make some of our household goods, we might be able to buy or to make the repairs if, for instance, a particular part breaks in our wash machine or our fridge, like a shelf or something. We could actually print that spare part at home. That would be with permission, of course, with the person or with the company that built the fridge. So all of those things are going to be possible, we believe, in the next 10 years plus.
And I just heard recently that it's possible to actually print the wing of a fighter jet.
It's actually being done. Yes, absolutely. So what's happening at the moment is that they are printing, as you said, the wing of the fighter jet. Because those things are not built en masse. They only need a few of them. And it's very, very expensive to tool up to manufacture them. So what's happening now is that Boeing and others are experimenting with just the one-off production, which they can do through 3D printing, and then they can specify to just that particular aeroplane and its use. It's quite exciting, and cars are going to be built kind of the same way. Prototypes are already being built, whereas before they might have gone through wind tunnel and clay development and all those kinds of things. They're actually building them now 3D models and larger, so that they can test them and use them. And some of the smaller purpose-built cars actually contain 3D printed elements already.
The future is extraordinary. Yeah. Maurice, it's always great to be catching up, but remind us how we can keep in touch with us, what's happening in the future.
So it's businessfuturist.com, and if you're interested in 3D printing, if you look at the 3D printing category, there's a whole lot of articles and things there.
Excellent. Maurice, we'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Business Futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com on ABC.